Well, the counts are one of the big embarrassments of archaeology because essentially there were people called Celts by classical writers who used the term in a generalized and almost derogatory sense to mean little more than barbarians. So for the classical world, many writers weren't quite sure who the Celts were, they just knew they were the other people, the people at a distance, the people who were giving problems. But the term then attached itself within the last few centuries to a family of languages which include Scots Gaelic, Irish Gaelic, Cornish, Breton. And it was a convenient term. And in a sense, the Celts have almost reinvented themselves around the distribution of languages. Now, the difficulty has been, on the one hand, you're not going to find out who the Celts were from classical writers because they didn't agree. You have to make a judgment on which ones are more reliable than others. On the other hand, there's no question that certain areas were closely linked and linked by language, which is a very important thing. But matching that to any archaeology is difficult. Now, the conventional view is that the Celts were Iron Age. I don't think that works, quite simply because the relevant pattern of contact simply wasn't there at that time. And I think more likely, what classical writers regarded as Celts, the people who could interact with each other and shared languages that had quite a lot in common, were essentially the people along the Atlantic during the second half of what we call the Bronze Age. Perhaps as early as 1200, going down to 800 when iron starts. For many years, continental scholars have had a concept of the Atlantic Bronze Age, which really describes links, mainly through metalwork, that go from the West Mediterranean right through as far as Scotland and Ireland. And I think what we're talking about is that period of intense trade, intense interaction, which leads to a shared language. But whether any of those people ever called themselves Celts is a completely open question. The people who called themselves Celts in the last 200 years have usually been political separatists who've used their Celtic, inverted commas, ancestry as a way of dividing themselves from central government. That's certainly obviously true in terms of Irish and Scottish nationalism. It's very much true in terms of Breton nationalism, where it's extremely explicit. And you can, strangely enough, now see it beginning to happen in the northwest of Spain, where people have become Celtic during the time I've been travelling there. So it's not a terribly useful term, except for languages. On the other hand, those languages have something in common for real reasons, and the problem has always been linking that with an archaeological phenomenon. Now, I've suggested the long-distance movement of metalwork along the Atlantic and the contacts that come from that, in particularly the first millennium BC. I have to say, other people have suggested that it actually goes back as far as the Beakers, which we've been talking about. I'm not so sure of that, partly because the match with the language distribution isn't so good.